The loss of this dietary component was crippling to the Aboriginal economy because, as with the oat grass, yam and nardoo, introduced stock zeroed in on these plants wherever they grew. And as a consequence, the Indigenous people lost both their habitation sites and one of their principal forms of sustenance. Settlers were assiduous in preventing Aboriginal people from returning to these locations, the richest areas of Australia. But one Wimmera settler noticed that after 3 or 4 years of grazing, many of our herbaceous plants began to disappear. The silk grass began to show itself in the edge of the bush track. The long, deep-rooted grasses have died out. Nardoo, Marsilia drummondii, was a crucial plant because of its ability to grow on the beds of shallow lakes in otherwise inhospitable regions. As the lake dried, explorers observed Aboriginals sweeping the seed into vast stockpiles and processing it into flour, the excess of which was stored in a variety of vermin-proof vessels. Many explorers, including Giles and Ashwin, survived difficult stretches of their journey only after plundering these reserves.